I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This episode might piss a lot of people off, but for everybody who's not offended by tough love, might change your life and save you from giving up. So let's do this. Hi, friends. I missed you so bad. I didn't post last week. And for everybody who's checking on me, thank you. That was so sweet, so nice. Y'all know I put out a podcast every single Sunday, unless things are fully out of my control. I'm going to tell you exactly how to keep going, no matter what. No matter what happens, how to keep going and how to face any hurdle or obstacle that comes up. Because a lot of them do. Whenever you're trying to do anything, you got a goal for something, everything that could go wrong, most of the times will go wrong. So I have kind of a bulletproof mindset. So the way that I look at everything in this life is everything you want comes with the price. You're going to pay it or not. And if you struggle with motivation at all, the prices you have to pay in private are the most expensive. Those are the hardest ones to pay. And I'm not talking actual like monetary prices. This is emotional costs. This is discipline. This is everything that goes into whatever it is you want. So the few topics I wrote down that I want to go into for this episode and tell you how to deal with like mentally every step of it, working out and changing your body. There's a lot of things people don't understand about the struggles that come with that. Next, fast money or fame. And we got a lot to go into with that. Also, we got success, like the actual price and the prices of success, because you can never know what you're going to have to pay for what you want until you get there. It's like you can't trip yourself out trying to overthink everything. A lot of people deal with that. They're like overthink and they're like, well, I have to make sure everything's going to go right. It's not. There are so many things that are going to come up and so many hurdles and roadblocks you don't understand are a potential or are a requirement until you hit them. You got to go down the road. You already got to commit and be in the shit. And then you're going to get hit blindsided upside the head every time you turn around. Every day you wake up, something new, some kind of unforeseen cost you got to pay. And the last one is about being in the public eye. My friend Denisha Carter, if you don't know her, look her up. She's awesome. She's someone who I'm friends with, and I called her about some shit I was going through. And she's kind of who helped me put this whole mentality into words of pay the price of whatever it is. It's like the price you gotta pay for certain things. So yeah, we could bitch and whine, but at the end of the day, we still gonna pay it. But I just wanted to give her the kudos for helping me kind of wrap this all up. But let's go into it. With working out or trying to change your body in any way, there are a lot of struggles that come with it. First one, anytime you want to change something or improve something, education. First thing you got to do is educate yourself. Then another price you got to pay is the actions of implementing everything. So when you start eating differently, changing the way you grocery shop, changing what you buy, how you cook, when you eat, changing your routine, and going to the gym and actually doing these things, you're gonna have to reorient your life, make a whole new schedule. You're gonna have to buy new clothes because sometimes you ain't got workout clothes. Sometimes you lost weight, you gain weight. Now you gotta buy different shit. And the biggest price with doing anything to your body, the criticism and the judgment. When you're trying to do something for yourself to make you feel better and be better, and you're faced with people who are criticizing you or talking shit or talking down to you for doing it. It's a really weird kind of thing that happens in your head of like, what the fuck? But before we go into the judgment side of it, I want to talk about those prices you got to pay every single day. Having the discipline and forcing yourself through every single step of it is private. Nobody sees it. Nobody's going to be there to hold your hand and encourage you. You're just going to have to do it. And one thing that's going to help you with motivation is once you kind of frame things in your head like this, you no longer get to use the bullshit excuses of, oh, I'm tired, I'm this, I'm that. No. Instead of, I don't feel like going to the gym, I don't feel like paying the price. It kind of reorients you and jolts you a little bit where you get square in the fucking reality of what's really going on. You're being lazy. So when I don't want to go to the gym, I don't feel like going, turns into I don't feel like paying the price today. You don't get to sit here and cry and whine when you don't get what you want. You didn't want to pay the price. So there's no one left to blame but you. And when you kind of remind yourself of that, when you're about to skip the gym, it makes you go. It'll make you get a grip on yourself and make it a lot easier to have motivation. Because when you see fitness people, when you see people in good shape, they are paying the price. Every time you go to eat food and you want to eat something different, you want to go eat a bunch of cookies because fuck the chicken and rice. I get it. When you make that decision and when you do have an urge to eat bad and you're about to eat bad, remind yourself, I'm choosing not to pay the price for what I want right now. But that's the biggest thing, is just paying the prices that nobody will see. You don't need encouragement for every little thing that you do. Every single moment of your day, from the minute you wake up, you are paying prices for what you want, and there's no one there to congratulate you. You want good skin? Okay, you gotta pay the price of doing your fucking skincare routine. You think I wanna go be spending so much money on skincare stuff? No. You think I wanna wake up in the morning and wash my face and put on moisturizer? No. You think at night, when I'm dog shit tired, I wanna go wash my face, do my nighttime skincare routine, and then go to bed? No, I don't want to do it. But that's the price for what I want. I'm going to pay it and I'm going to do it. If you're not willing to pay the price, shut up. I'm so sick of social media and everybody being so damn weak. Everybody can tell you every reason why they can't do something. All they're doing is justifying why they didn't pay the price. You have the option. You can do it. So going back to the judgment piece, people judging you and criticizing you is a price you have to pay. You have to deal with it. When you start changing your body or changing the way that you eat, or you stop spending time with certain people, they're not gonna like it. They're gonna try and shame you and be pissy and be rude. A lot of people might try and attack you and say, oh, you have an eating disorder. The price you have to pay is paying that shit no mind. You're gonna hear it. You're gonna hear criticism. You're gonna hear people nitpicking you. And you're gonna be more sensitive to it because you're hyper aware of your body and you're trying to change it. And when people are discouraging you or talking shit or saying things, it is gonna bother you. Are you gonna pay the price of letting it bother you and continuing forward? Or are you not gonna pay the price and you're gonna sit down and just stay how you are because all of a sudden people have issues with you? Okay, be the fucking issue. You're also gonna be misunderstood a lot more. A lot of people are gonna take their insecurities and project them onto you. Oh, now you think you're better than everybody because you eat a salad. People are gonna assume and say and claim that you're acting like you're entitled or cocky or better than them just because you're paying prices they aren't willing to pay. You don't realize it's a price when you start going down the whole, I wanna better myself journey, but you quickly realize there's a lot of hidden prices you gotta pay. And a really big reason I want to make this episode and talk about all the things that I'm talking about is it's very, very easy to feel like you're the only one dealing with it. No. Every single person who has lost weight or changed their body or done anything has had to deal with all of this. You're not alone. When I got my teeth done, the way that people had a full come apart, like I give a fuck, is nuts. It's part of it. Anything you change about anything about your body, people are going to have something to say. If you can't handle paying the price of people running their mouth, what you have to face is the cost of what it is you want versus the cost of staying how you are. Which price you want to pay? The price of changing or the price of staying the same? Up to you. Next thing we're talking about is fast money and fast fame. I'm going to talk about the shit people are doing to acquire it, and then I'm going to go into the different things with success and making money, and then the fame aspect itself with like being in the public eye. But when it comes to fast opportunities, fast money, fast fame, the things people are doing, they're having an issue with paying the price of what they did. There's this one girl online that's like going viral because she's talking about how she slept with 100 guys in one day. And now her new goal is 1,000 guys in one day. She's got the shock factor. She's getting a lot of attention. She's getting a level of fame from this. But the cost of what she's having to do for that fame is her choice to make. Finding a guy to date after that is going to be real fucking difficult. It's going to be real hard to get anybody to look at you like you have any kind of sense or like respect about you after you do some shit like that. When people realize that the money isn't enough and the fame isn't enough, they're left to sit there and deal with all the shit that they didn't think would happen. A lot of people get blinded by the opportunity. They see a chance at money. They see a chance at fame. They're like, oh my God, and they'll do anything for it. When you pay the price of yourself for fame or money, you will never, ever feel good once you get it, ever. If you give up yourself, your integrity, your morals, your everything for success or fame that's quick, it is never gonna come without a price. And it's a price a lot of people are not willing to pay, but they aren't aware of this new cost coming up until after it's done. So you gotta be a little bit careful and strategic. Like, okay, yeah, I get my little 10 minutes of fame, and then what? Everything's gonna be difficult. Everything's gonna be way harder. Finding anyone to work with, like a business standpoint, to be taken serious is gonna be more difficult. There's a lot of these fitness influencers that absolutely pissed me off because they jump at money so fast. Like, these people lie, blow up, get the fame. And a lot of them do a lot of gay shit. Like, a lot of these straight men do a lot of sexual things and shirtless photo shoots and naked photo shoots. And they do a lot of things privately that are gay as hell for money. And then now, once they've gotten a little bit more famous and they've gotten the money, everything starts coming out and people are clowning them for it. They want to fucking cry because of what they did. No, you did it. Sorry you can't handle paying the price that came with what you chose to do. You got to pay the price of consequences also. So when you jump at something fast, if you didn't want to have integrity, that comes with a price. I hope you're willing to pay it. And that's what is so funny to me is like so many of these people, these men are like having mental come-aparts for facing the consequences of their own actions. What the fuck did you expect? What did you expect? Yeah, nobody respects you no more. Yeah, nobody idolizes you. Yeah, your fame is going away. No one respects your word. One, you're a liar. Two, it all unraveling on its own. If you start your career lying and then you get a couple years into it, and then every single thing you've done has been a lie or been something with no integrity. And then you want to sit here and whine and cry. Oh, nobody respects me. Everybody's making fun of me. And where does that not make logical sense? A better way to word this is the cost is your future when you jump at fast money or fast fame. You can't get away from it. Everybody knows. Everybody saw it. What you did is what you did. And this is what is leading a lot of people to kind of going nuts and quitting social media, not being able to handle it. And a lot of things you can't really recover from. Like, some people just do shit that is too much of a disgrace. There is no real comeback. You could try. You could like push and try and like try and redeem yourself. But a lot of people can't pay that price. So they quit. And this is a word of encouragement to anybody who is not sacrificing their morals and their values for quick money or quick fame. You're operating with respect. Keep going. You have no fucking reason to quit yet. Your first price you paid, you chose yourself. That is gonna take you so much further in this life. As someone who's had to turn down triple the money that I've made, I don't have no qualms about it. I don't have anyone I've fucked over. There is not one person who I am embarrassed to talk about my interaction with personally or in a business setting. Confidence comes out of that. Confidence is literally sitting right there. And it's like what you're building your foundation off of because, yeah, you have what a lot of people want, but you paid the price for it. So there is no imposter syndrome. There is no nothing. Like, when people have a good body or you work out, There's no negating the fact that I paid the price. There's no way to buy muscle. You got to work out. You got to do what you got to do. Everybody who looks a certain way, how you want to look, has paid that fucking price. There's no discrediting it or getting mad about it and making excuses. Are things easier for certain people? Absolutely. But every single person has paid a price for what they've got or how they look. You're not alone in it. And that's not something to ever slip your mind. And that's something that's also to piss you off. There's a lot of people who fucking hate me, but I've paid prices they aren't willing to pay or they aren't strong enough to pay. Is there jealousy? Is there hatred my issue? No, I don't care. I don't respect somebody who can't pay the price for what they want, but they want to sit back and attack other people who will pay that price for themselves. That's not my issue. I don't respect nobody's opinion who ain't willing to pay the price. You're going to sit down and just cry and bitch and whine and attack everybody else who is willing to pay the price? Grow up. Before I go into my next point about making money and how success has a lot of costs people don't think about, the confidence piece I'm talking about and the lack of imposter syndrome, it doesn't exist. You don't feel it because you have the receipts, basically, for every mental price you've paid. And when you see a lot of people stressing out, freaking out, losing their shit, and you're over here like, huh? Yeah, they're not willing to pay a price that you've paid. They're not strong enough to do it. And you're seeing them struggle, pay the price that you've paid. Don't look at it as, oh, they're attacking me because I've done something wrong. No, they're pissed off and they're dealing with their own emotions. Use anybody as reassurance to yourself and a reminder of the prices you've paid. You're never gonna not be able to feel confident. You lose that ability, right? As much as you're like, oh, I just can't be confident. You have every reason to be. And like I said before, if you're someone who's operating out of respect and integrity, keep fucking going. You got a lot more prices to pay before you even consider giving up. You're not done. You are already so many more legs up on most people. It can happen overnight. Keep going. You ain't giving up. Keep paying these damn prices. Because for you to quit, all the prices you paid were for nothing. So you ain't done yet until you get where you want to go. Okay, now let's talk about making money and being successful and how a lot of people can't handle the prices that you got to pay for that. A lot of people were like, oh, I have a fear of success. No, the fuck you don't. You're not willing to pay the price. And you see one thing come up and you're like, oh my God, no. So you fall back. Like I said before, measure the cost of staying the same versus what you want. A lot of people can't handle losing people. Success will make you lose a lot of people for a lot of reasons. And you're going to get attacked. You're going to get criticized. You're going to be misunderstood. And you're going to become a mirror reflection of everybody's insecurities. So when I was broke, the people I was around, everybody had limiting beliefs. I had them too. Everybody has a certain frame and view of the world. And when you relate to somebody or you're friends with somebody and you make it out of a situation you both were convinced you were trapped in, they got a sense of abandonment, one. But two, they have to face, okay, Leo just did it. That means I could do it. They can face rising to the occasion and seeing that there is a way to do it, or they can turn against it and accept the defeat and not pay the price of figuring it out for themselves. They can demonize you. Well, you did it bad. You did it wrong. You just got lucky. Well, you got it handed to you. They can come up with all these excuses. They can call you names and shame you for not helping them or not spending money how they would or not doing things the way that they would. They're not in the position to call the shot and make a decision. Therefore, they don't get to fucking sit on the sidelines and throw in criticism. Shut up. But you are going to lose people. And the more money you make, there's a lot of headache and there's a lot of criticism you're going to get. You're instantly a target. Like, you're going to be perceived as a threat to a lot of people. People are going to see you buying nice things for yourself and then assume that you're selfish and call you selfish, call you an asshole, call you this, call you that. Because I buy Versace shirts and jewelry and shit does not mean that I don't help and give so much money to people. A lot of people are going to try and shame you and be like, oh, well, that means you're this way. Look how selfish you are. You bought $1,000 shit. Look how out of touch you are. I paid the price to be able to be out of touch. I paid the price of what it took to get to a position where I can afford to buy a $1,000 fucking shirt if I want to. So what's it to you? You gonna pay the price? You can too? Or are you gonna sit there and keep bitching?
Right.
When you do achieve a little bit of success or you start making money, you're gonna be dehumanized to a lot of people. This is something else that leads into you losing a lot of people. One, you're not gonna be able to do shit with certain people anymore, because when you move up, you're gonna have to float the bill for everybody who can't afford it. And if you, God forbid, do something without people who can't afford it, that can't pay their own way, they feel entitled to you paying for them. They're gonna get pissy and get mad and then take it as like a betrayal because you went and did something without them, or you made a different friend, or you're hanging out with people who can't afford certain things. They're gonna turn it into like, you hate me, you don't love me, you've changed, money changed you. You're gonna get all kind of criticism. But when I say you get dehumanized, people are gonna take from you. People are gonna feel entitled. People are no longer gonna care what you go through or how you feel because, oh, you have money. All your problems get minimized to nothing. The way you feel, the struggles you deal with, all the prices you pay in private, nobody's gonna care. People only see their suffering and how you're contributing to it because you're not saving them from it because you did what they wouldn't. It becomes a very bad cycle, a very bad dynamic, and you can't be around that shit. Like, it takes a toll on you mentally, and you have to pay the price of letting them go, cutting them off, getting rid of certain people. You got to pay the price of losing a lot of people. You also have to pay the price of, like I said, none of your problems mattering. Everybody just wipes them under the rug because you got money. What do you have to be complaining about? People are also going to have this kind of like blindness to anything you're dealing with and be asking you for help no matter what. Like, you could be bleeding out, dying, and they're still going to be like, ah, well, could you like send me $1,000? Like, can you send me like $500? No one's going to care about you or what you're dealing with and how bad you're struggling. They're still going to ask for help. And nobody cares about the position they put you in because they assume, oh, you've just got it different. There's a lot of prices that come with success a lot of people are not ready for. And when a lot of people start taking steps toward what's going to make them successful, they back out and they stop because the prices get too high emotionally. You got to be willing to pay the prices because every single successful person is fine with losing people. You got to be. That's one thing no one's going to tell you. And no one's going to kind of like be honest with you, keep it a buck. Like, there's a lot of prices you got to pay. So it's your choice. You're going to pay them or you're going to give up. Which one? You're not alone in it. This is the price we all got to pay. So if you're struggling with it, understand it's not a struggle. Understand it's not something that's holding you back. You're not cursed. You're not singled out. And it's not just hard for you. We all got to pay that price.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right, now let's talk about some of the prices of being in the public eye. And this is going to make a lot of people feel a lot better. Anybody on social media, really, because everybody is kind of on the line with this, because you can fucking blow up overnight without even trying, and you can kind of get a platform. It's like fame has become so accessible. So if it is something you want to pursue or something happens to you by accident because of what you're doing, these are some things to know and how to deal with the struggles of it and how to keep going. First things first is you're a meal ticket. People who do not feel like they can have any kind of significance on their own, they have nothing of value to contribute, but they want fame, they will piggyback off other people. If someone cannot gain significance by their own volition, they will attack people because you are known for being the person who attacks someone or contributed to the downfall of somebody. A lot of people get famous for that. A lot of people want significance and they want fame, but they know they ain't shit. And a lot of people, even with as easy as it is now with social media to get a little level of fame, people still can't manage to do it. And instead of being themselves online and realizing, okay, this isn't working, maybe I'm not shit. Maybe I should go develop as a person or find something that I can do or be or contribute. No. They don't want to look at that. They don't want to face themselves and reflect. They're just like, something's wrong. I can't do it. Somebody's cheating the system. So I'm going to attack them. There's so many people online. A lot of them talk about me like I give a fuck. Who have pages, YouTube channels, TikTok things solely dedicated to ripping other people and trying to destroy other people and expose people. These people have no confidence or self-esteem to, like I said, by their own volition, gain any kind of significance or fame. So they will use people who are famous and gain their fame by taking them down. That's a normal thing. That's just something you got to kind of wrap your head around. And that's a struggle. And that's a price we all got to pay who have any type of position in the public eye. I have a lot more points to go into with this, but the other thing of meal ticket, they know if they fuck with you and you hit them, oh my God, wait, now I'm going to sue you. Now I'm going to press charges. Boom. Now they can sue you and get money from you. A lot of people will provoke you. A lot of people will try and get a reaction out of you. One, so they can get that significance to, I'm the one that destroyed him. I'm the one who destroyed this person. They get that for a second, like anybody really fucking cares. But also people can get a payout. People can get money for using you. You're a meal ticket. And that's a price we all gotta pay. Another price is you never feel safe. You give up any sort of feeling safe, truly, in this life. If you get in the public eye, you will never feel safe ever. And it leads into, you also pay the price of never being able to trust people and think that people have good intentions. You can't have your walls down with anybody. I'm talking friends, people you meet, friends of friends, family, cleaners, like housekeepers, people who you do business with. You gotta have your walls up and your eyes open, head on a swivel with everything and everyone. You pay the price of never feeling safe. You also pay the price of making friends being way harder. You never know who's using you, who's doing what. And betrayal never comes from an enemy. It comes from the people closest to you. So another big thing is a sense of like disconnection in every single relationship, because you have to be ready at the drop of a hat to lose anybody, friend, family, anyone, because a lot of people will cash in on that meal ticket and expose a secret or expose this or make up stories and lie about things. And them getting so close to you gives them ammunition. So that's one price we all gotta pay. Other thing with dating, is 10 times fucking harder. And then dating comes with big, big risk, because people can make up things after you break up. If you have a public relationship, I would never in my life do that. But if you have a public relationship, you see it all the time. People break up and then it goes awful. And people are making up lies, making up stories, this, that, back and forth. And then people are making edits and you get on social media. And for years after you break up, people are still asking about the certain person. You're seeing photos of the person every single time. It's a lot harder to get over breakups. But the other thing is, anytime you date somebody, you got to keep in mind, you got a little bit of fame and they can, out of spite, try to destroy you or ruin your name because you break up with them or something happens. It's an added level of stress. It makes dating way harder. There's a reservation with every single person you encounter or meet. Another price you gotta pay is criticism. 24/7. It will never stop. It will never go away. People will hate you, and they will make it their mission to destroy you every single time you get any ounce of significance. It's just part of it. People will talk shit nonstop. If it's not in the comments, it's not in the DMs, then when I posted the other day on my story, oh, I'm doing a What Would Leo Do? Like, what do you guys want advice about? People took that as an opportunity to, because they knew I was going to look at the replies, go in and talk shit. And just like, your appearance will be nitpicked. Every single thing about you will be nitpicked. If you can't handle it, step down. It will destroy you if you're not mentally strong enough to pay this price. It's huge. To have your appearance and every single thing about you nitpicked every single day. The way you talk, the way you walk, what you drive, the way you dress, what you own, how you do anything. While you're already paying so many prices all day, every single day in private, nobody knows about. If you have one day where you're just like a little tired or a little just like out of it, or you're just a little discouraged or disheartened, whatever, that hate will get to you. It literally is like cutting yourself, bleeding, and then jumping in the ocean with a bunch of sharks. It's kind of like self-abuse to get online at times, and you got to sign up for it and know what it is. Everybody deals with it. Every single person who has any kind of image in social media or any kind of presence in the public eye, everybody deals with it. Everybody has their own way of dealing with it. It bothers everyone. And there's certain days it don't bother you at all. Don't care. There's certain days it will wreck you. You get better at dealing with it, but that's a price you got to pay. But the biggest price with this that I still am trying to figure out how to pay it without being so mad is not being able to defend myself or attack people back. Because I'm somebody, if someone is saying anything they can to hurt me or cause destruction or spread a rumor or just being vicious and just attacking me nonstop, going out of their way to just attack me, for me not to put my hands on you is self-betrayal. I want to fuck you up. That's who I am. It's how I am. I'm Albanian. For me, it's self-betrayal every single time I don't stand up. For me, it's a big challenge and it's a big issue. I can't get my hands on most of these people, and nobody's ever said shit to my face. Every interaction I've had in public for the years that I've been doing this, every single place I go, I get recognized. I love it. I love when you guys say hi. Everybody's always so nice. Every single time. I've never had an issue besides the time I got jumped in Berlin. And I don't even know if that was related to social media or just a random thing, but I've never had a bad interaction with people who know me online. But people online love to run their mouth. They love to make things up. They love to lie. And the thing that really gets me with not being able to really like defend yourself is you will get censored. I recently got banned on TikTok Live twice. People just reporting me for no fucking reason. The one time I did pull my gun out. All right, I'll take that one. But the second time, I got banned again for no reason. I didn't do nothing bad, didn't say nothing bad. And I posted a TikTok video because so many people were just up my ass about the election and all this and that. And I posted a video to clear a lot of things up, and it got taken down. I also posted a video ranting about TikTok, saying, what app can I go on where I can say and do whatever I want? I'm tired of being censored. That got taken down too. Everything I've been posting has been getting taken down. And that whole thing where I'm saying like, where I basically have to walk into a room with my hands tied behind my back and get slapped across the face like a bitch by all these people who are literally worthless. And then I have to walk out of the room smiling like I'm okay with it. Yeah, I don't like that. When I said it feels like self-abuse sometimes, it does. It absolutely does. And I'm on the hunt right now for an app where I can go live. Really, I want to just talk freely about however I want to, but if I have to defend myself, I have a platform I can do it and be as vicious as I want to be. I'm thinking about doing Substack, but I'll keep you posted once I decide. But with the whole thing with people criticizing you, people can comment the craziest things, but because you have a platform, if you comment it, you get reprimanded, you get banned, you get silenced. That I don't like. I don't like it at all. And it's a frustrating thing for every single person who's in the public eye. A lot of people have taken the stance of like, don't respond, don't look into it, don't entertain this shit. But I'm someone who's experienced people's words costing me a lot of money. Words ain't just words no more. That's why I want to fight. But swallowing that and dealing with that whole dynamic is one thing. The other thing is you can't crash out on social media. If you show any kind of emotional reaction, you're the bad guy, you're irrational, you're crazy, you're all of this and that, you get labeled as everything. Another big price is cancellations. And with this entire whole like fiasco that's been going on all over everything with social media, not just me, a lot of people do not genuinely care about you supporting them or being on their side. People enjoy canceling people. People just enjoy destroying other people. Because every time I go on live, every time I do something, people are screen recording. It doesn't matter that for me to actually be there to support you and do everything I can and throw my own life on the line to protect you, these people still don't give a fuck. They don't care about that. They just want to see you get destroyed. They don't care about the person. They just enjoy the cancellation process and watching people like get ripped apart. So trying to find logic and reason for what people want, what you can and can't say right, you can't say or do anything right at all. People don't care. They're looking for the 2 seconds where you say something or the one word you say so they can flip it out of context and run with it. That's what they want. They don't care about you and what you truly think and what you truly feel. Nobody wants to have a logical conversation. They just want to see you canceled. And that's where I get to a point. I don't want to talk. I don't care about logic. I don't care about who's right. I don't care about who's wrong. I don't care about your fucking feelings. I don't care about your perspective or your experience. I want to fight. I want to put my hands on you. I've been pushed to that point multiple times. There's no more talking. Only thing going to make me feel better is putting my hands on some people. I've been there. That's a price you got to pay. It's something you got to deal with. You got to learn how to mentally deal with that on your own. It's something everybody has to deal with. Another really big headache. And another thing that makes the public eye shit not so fun is there is no stability. There is no comfort. There is no predictability. There is no certainty at all. It's a price you got to pay to live like that and to make money where it can be wiped out one morning when you wake up. That's how fast it happens with social media and being in the public eye. Every day you wake up is something new. It's something different. People can make up whatever they want. People can do whatever they want. And people can also stop caring about you. So that's another thing. You might not be what anybody wants to watch anymore, but with no certainty or stability, nothing ever is stable. Your friendships, your connections, your business relationships, one thing goes south, everything's gone. Money could stop at any second. People can turn on you. People can make up bullshit, make up stories. People can sue you out of the blue for nothing. And you really can't do anything. You just got to take it as it comes. But the certainty thing and the predictability of life, a lot of people cannot handle that. And that's what drives a lot of people to addictions, is trying to find any kind of comfort in a position where there is none. There's no predictability. There's no certainty. And for your career as a human being, we need a little bit of stability and a little bit of predictability, especially when we dedicate so much time to something, and especially when it's related to finances and your ability to sustain yourself and live. That's a pressure most people can't handle. So another thing, when people are like dogging me out and like trying to belittle me and say I'm this and say I'm that, you couldn't handle what I handle. No, I don't respect you. No, I don't give a fuck what you got to say. If you could handle being in my position, you would be in my position. You're too weak. Another thing is unfairness that don't make sense. Like I talked about with getting banned, but also other people's opportunities and paying for things and the amount people are paid and the shit that people get for free, there is no predictability. There is no way to know who has what and why who got something and you didn't. There's no way to know. There's no way to tell. Every single thing on social media is so different and diverse, and like how much one person makes does not match another person, even if they have more numbers. And what people get gifted and opportunities people get, trips they go on, it's never consistent. There is no predictability. And there's a whole thing of like favoritism that you think is happening because there's people who have been gifted things by Versace who have never once talked about them, or bought their shit. I'm someone with a spend history, has put my money where my mouth is. I support the brand. I love the brand. I've never been acknowledged by them once. They sent me their colognes from their fragrance department because they did a campaign with Channing Tatum and put him in my exact uniform that I've worn for 3 years and basically copy and pasted me. And I made a video calling it out because I thought it was funny. And I had like some pointers with like, you got to make the outfit better. Where was the fucking jewelry? But I made a joke of it. But I'm also like not entitled to be in that position. Of course, they're going to use Channing Tatum, not some loser on social media. Like, from a brand's perspective of like that caliber, I understand them looking at me like, okay, I get this guy supports us and all, but this is a better look. They can do whatever they want. I'm not mad at it. But there's other influencers who have been gifted shit, have never ever shown support or talked about the brand. And I've never been gifted anything just for the fuck of it. And I've put my money where my mouth is. I've supported them for years. I've made countless videos about just my appreciation and love for it. But I'm not doing it with an expectation of, oh, I'm doing this because I'm expecting to get something. No, I just love the shit and I talk about it and I like it. But that sense of discouragement is normal because you see other people getting things and it's like, wait, huh? How does that make sense? It doesn't. It's never going to make sense. You don't know who's got connects to who. You don't know who's fucking who. And you don't know what weird things are going on behind the scenes. So that's just one more thing, is like the unfairness or like certain opportunities. A lot of people trip themselves out about it and freak out about it. It's something that I've had to learn to just like, I'm going to let that be. Because I've spoke too soon, way too many times, not knowing what was really going on and how they got that opportunity. And if I had to do what they had to do, I would not have wanted that opportunity. I'll buy what I wanted. And I honestly think the biggest thing with the whole fame aspect is kind of the same thing I talked about with the money aspect, where your problems are minimized. Nobody understands. Nobody gets it. Nobody gets the prices you gotta pay. Nobody's aware of the prices you gotta pay. With anything I've talked about, but especially with the fame side, people assume, oh, you have it all. You have this, you have that, you have money, you look good, all this. Look at Justin Bieber. His song, Lonely, Britney Spears, She's So Lucky, whatever that song is. I don't remember the name. But like, all the biggest pop stars have talked about this. Everybody looks at you like you got everything. They don't think you deal with nothing. Behind the scenes, what people in the public eye have to go through and do, none of them are okay. There's challenges I face every single day, personally, but I don't even know what it's like to be at like A-list fame level. Like the shit that they got to deal with, can't even imagine. And people make it seem like, oh, you're selfish, you're rude, you're this, you're that. When you're at that level, you're surrounded by vultures. Nobody's looking out for you. Everybody's just looking for what they can get from you. Everybody's just going to be looking to push you to get more from you. Nobody's really giving a fuck how you're doing. So many people, most celebrities have dealt with substance abuse and coping mechanisms just to get through what they got to get through. Stevie Nicks did enough and blew a hole in her nose the size of a dime. She had like an addiction for 30 years, but the amount of things she had to do, she had to have something to keep her going. So the feeling of isolation you get where you're like, one, nobody gets it. And two, everybody just acts like everything's fine. Like you could fully be falling apart and people don't give a fuck. They won't see it. They just assume, oh, you have everything going on for you. You have everything. What could you be sad about? Baby, all the prices you got to pay to get to that. Oh, biggest thing to keep in your head is you're not alone with any of the prices you have to pay. Any of them. There are people who deal with the exact same things. And this is reassuring for me to hear it. So I want other people to hear it. When something comes up, okay, it's a new price I gotta pay. How can I pay it? Or do I want to pay it? If you don't want to, find another route or step down. Accept defeat. We both know you're not going to do that. I'm never going to do that. But that's how I can best describe my mindset for not giving up and going through everything, is look at it as a cost. You're going to pay it or not. It kind of changes everything in your head and it makes you feel better. But that's it. If you've made it this far in the episode, comment a little peace sign emoji, because I want to know who made it this far and is watching. And peace out, bitch, because you ain't falling back. You paying the price and you going forward. Also, if you're watching this on YouTube, leave me a comment, let me know what you thought, and let me know what you guys want to hear about next week. If you're listening to the audio version of this, hit the download button. Thank you so much. Also, rate me 5 stars if you want, if you got extra time. A lot of you guys have gotten the merch already, and I've not seen one person say they didn't like it. Everybody fucking loves it, and I knew you would, because, you know, I'm very meticulous with all my little details, but everything is still for sale if you want to get it. I'll leave the link in the description. I'll also leave all my social media. I've been off everything for 2 weeks-ish, but I'm back. I'm paying my price. But that's all we got for this week. So everybody, be safe, take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you guys next Sunday. For real this time.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.